Looking forward to day four of the test match down there. Oh, hang on. Sorry. Sorry. Oh, yes, we'll have to find some other news. Oh, that's right. The Aussie Open's on. So,
thank goodness for that. Oh, I mean, Craig Tiley's obviously had a pretty average couple of weeks, but he must be pleased that the cricket's over.
Well, the cricket, yeah, well, that's a good point. So now all of a sudden, I'm looking at the Big Bash games that are going to be played today. We've got match 51 and match 52, Strikers and the Sixers, Heat and the Scorchers. And if you're looking at that, you're there going, Ash Barty's playing. You're going to get slaughtered.
Yeah. How's that for the Sixers the last couple of nights?
Yeah, they played with the test match on.
And now
and
Ash Barty.
Them.
Yep.
And the little sock came out. Did you see Sock's first ball? Bowled a straight one. Alex Hales played all around it. Hit off stump about three quarters of the way up. I'm like, how good are you, Sock? He played for the spin. Start building a great career innings today at MEGT. This is a women's sport update. We've got the Commonwealth Bank Women's Ashes. They're in Adelaide. You must be so excited about this.
Can't wait. Thursday gets underway.
Correct. Three T20 internationals at the Adelaide Oval. Test match at Manuka. That's January 27 to 30. Ooh. Four-day test match. Over to you, gentlemen. And then two ODIs to be played at Melbourne's Junction Oval. There'll be our first ODI day-night clash at Manuka Oval as well for that one. We've also got the Quad Series being played over there in London. The Diamonds in action against the Silver Ferns. They flogged them.
They seriously did.
53-39. That's not a scoreline we associate with those two great rivals going head-to-head.
No.
So well done to the Diamonds on that one. Transitioning from school to the workforce, open your innings with MEGT and earn money while you learn new skills. 1300 01 1170. That's the McDonald Jones open line. We'll have a chat with Brad McNamara, executive producer of Cricket Fox Sports, after the break. We'll talk about things that have been put on hold or indeed you missed because a sporting event was on. That's what they're finding from all the people with the Ashes over the course of this summer. I know Jaleesa was most upset with her sister-in-law putting on the wedding when the Sydney Test match was on and because the COVID was on.
But she still went.
To the wedding.
Yes.
I think under sufferance.
Yeah, but she still, this is what, I'm curious to know how many people in theory would say, yep, I'm not going to the wedding, I'm going to the cricket. But actually bail on that and aren't bold enough and do the right thing and go to the wedding or go to the...
Well, access now on your mobile devices changes things, doesn't it? So back in the day when you could have just gone, nah, not going. Why? Busy. Okay. All right. Fair enough. Jimmy, will the Serbian crowd turn on Ash Barty tonight? Okay. Clayton from Braemar? No.
Not even close.
No. It's not Djokovic's fault that he is a better tennis player than both Federer and Nadal, but it is his fault he is a lesser person. That comes in from the Wolf. Woohoo. So the Wolf finally making some sense. And that's the point. I think that's when you have to divorce that emotion from who's the best tennis player that's ever lived. It's a pretty compelling case that Novak's got up there.
It is. Yes, is what we were talking about before.
Mm.
Does it make him the GOAT, though?
That's right.
I think the people decide the GOAT.
Do they?
Do people? I think so.
Maybe there's two GOATs then. The court of public opinion and then the statistical. Sometimes they
up. Who's the rugby league statistical GOAT?
Ooh, great question. Great question.
So, basketball, Michael Jordan is the
Michael guy. Jordan.
Yeah, but doesn't Bill Russell have like a gazillion more championships?
Yes, he's got 11.
So like on paper, obviously a great player, but Michael Jordan's the GOAT.
Fancy bringing great logic into an argument like this, Joe. It's discombobulating.